What if I told you that Anthropic is the one that's actually ahead and that Anthropic has had the better month than OpenAI? I know that sounds insane because they've had their model banned, but I'm going to explain why. And I'm also going to explain why maybe none of it matters as much as we think. And we should be looking outside the two major model makers for the energy in the AI space. And so I'm going to cover a major new development from not OpenAI and not Anthropic at the end of the video. Stay tuned for that. But first, let's jump into what made OpenAI's week great and the news that we didn't see about Anthropic that also argues that they may be ahead. OpenAI really looks like it won the last week, right? All of the story has been around how Fable has been banned, how there have been unsuccessful negotiations with Washington. Now there are rumors maybe it's getting back on track. Meanwhile, OpenAI has rumors of 5.6 coming out and also got a major hire from Google in Noam Shazir, one of the original authors of Attention Is All You Need, which is the paper that kicked off the entire LLM revolution. So one of the original authors of that went to OpenAI. It's easy to see, wow, it's a king-making week. I want to tell a different story. I want to suggest to you that it's quite possible to read this week and think about it and come out with the opposite conclusion, that Anthropic is the one that's ahead. Now, I'm not saying I know that for sure, but I'm saying it's worth considering, and I want you to sit here and think about it with me, because the implication of having a wider field of view is that we start to see the edges of what's possible with these AI models. We start to see beyond the obvious news. So stick with me. Anthropic also got major talent this week. That didn't make as much news, but John Jumper went to Anthropic from Google. Google had a terrible week. There's just no other way to say it. Now, John Jumper is a Nobel Prize winner in AI, and he won because of the work he did in chemistry on AlphaFold with Denise Hassabis, and now he's going to Anthropic. So here's the deeper story. The talent movements matter much more than the cover story with Fable being banned temporarily and all of that. I have every confidence that Fable is going to come back. But if you look at where the talent is going, it's concentrating not just at OpenAI, but at both major labs, at Anthropic and at OpenAI. And in both cases, the bet around the valley is that recursive self-improvement is starting to kick off at these labs. And if that's the case, Anthropic is not nearly as poorly off as the news is making it seem this week, because they're ahead on recursive self-improvement. Do you know how I know that? Because Fable and Mythos, regardless of whether they're banned, are a new pre-trained model. There's just no other way to interpret that. Remember, Anthropic never invested in the reasoning layer that OpenAI invested in. A lot of the way that OpenAI turns the crank on these models is by improving the reasoning and post-training pieces of the model, improving some of the harness pieces, how the model uses memory. And that's how they release these models that they call their 0.1 model releases. OpenAI, in fact, has not had nearly the same cadence at pre-trained models that are larger in scale as Anthropic has, because they've been able to lean on reasoning. This is an underappreciated point, and it's about to start to matter, because pre-trained models are naturally more intelligent. Now, they're phenomenally expensive to run, because pre-trained models, to scale up, you have to spend more and more and use more and more GPUs. But Anthropic has the edge right now because they have the largest, freshest pre-trained model in the world, and they can use that to train the next one. And that is exactly what I think that they want to do. Now, OpenAI, of course, is working on a pre-train as well, but keep in mind, their last major publicly disclosed pre-train in 4.5 got pulled very soon after it was launched. It did not go super well. And so one of the questions that we've all had in the background is, when is the next major OpenAI pre-train model going to come out? And if it comes out, how is it going to be delivered? How is it going to be put together with the post-train and the reasoning side of things to deliver an overall package inside their codecs, inside their ChatGPT experiences? That is going to take some time. What I just described is not easy to do. And so I would argue that from a pure model perspective right now, Anthropic has the strongest position in the race. Fable and Mythos are the best models in the world. They can use them to make another jump in pre-training. And it may be the case at this point in the race that that one half step ahead that they have is enough. I don't know that for sure. And there's great talent on both sides of the chessboard saying yes and no. But certainly, it would be irresponsible to count them out of the race at this point. So that was the week for OpenAI and Anthropic. Now the part I promised you, where I said that I would cover the wider space. I would argue that none of the conversation, whether you agree with me that Anthropic is ahead or not, none of it matters compared to what Midjourney announced this past week. Midjourney announced the biggest medical imaging breakthrough in 50 years. They took their own business. It's extremely profitable. They can reinvest the money anywhere they want. They have 40 employees and $200 million in revenue. They got to put that money somewhere. They decided to put it into preventative medical care with a brand new device. This device is a special kind of ultrasound that images the inside of your body. And it's cheap and it's affordable and it's much, much faster than an MRI. And they're planning to roll it out to the scale of getting a billion of these scans a year in the next couple of years. And it's going to feel like a visit to the spa. And that's the way they're framing it. They're going to build something that feels like a spa in San Francisco first, and then they're going to expand from there. All you do is you sit in this little pool of water and you get this ultrasound blasted at you for like 60 seconds, 2 minutes, and then it's done. And it's done. And then you have an image of your whole body. And because it's that fast, it's more affordable. It can be done preventatively. You can see cardiovascular structures changing over time. You can see other details in your body changing over time, which allows you to pick up cancers earlier, allows you to pick up heart disease earlier. And I know that there are doctors who have been concerned that this preemptive imaging is going to be something that gets people into false positives, right? That they're going to identify all kinds of things that aren't really wrong. But we've never had imaging available at scale before. We actually don't know what that looks like. All of our imaging technology is reactive by definition. It's expensive. Not anymore. We're going to have this cheap, available medical imaging that allows us at a population level to start to understand how our bodies change over time. It is a breakthrough that is going to save lives. It's a huge, huge deal. And I think it's a great example of how energy in the space is actually moving outside of these two major players. I love Midjourney as a product anyway. I've talked about it before. And I love that they are choosing to bootstrap this. This is an example of what you can do when you build a successful business model and you say, you know what? I think this is an important thing to do for humanity, and I'm just going to do it. And I'm not beholden to it like a VC board. I can just do what I want to do here. And so that's how the innovation happened. They decided to invest in it. The founders have a background in hardware and device tech, and they just went after it. I'm really excited to see this one come out. And I will be talking more and more over the course of the week about other ways that we can be building and staying engaged outside just this model horse race. But if you want to talk about the model horse race, I think the case is there that Anthropic is ahead. So you tell me what you think. Do you disagree? You think OpenAI is ahead? Or do you think, you know, Midjourney, the energy outside of the space is what matters? And then put down what you think I should cover that isn't OpenAI or Anthropic. Some of this energy outside the space that would be really compelling from a story perspective that we should all should pay attention to, that tells us why AI matters beyond just who's ahead in a particular benchmark score. I'd love to hear about it. Cheers.